goodness, that reading of the scripture there from Proverbs chapter 23. I'd like to encourage everyone to keep an open Bible there to the book of Proverbs. We're going to spend all our time there this afternoon as we take a few moments to talk about the wise man's warning concerning alcoholic drink. You see, we live in a time today where the drinking of alcohol is more widely promoted and encouraged than it is discouraged. However, did you know the consumption of alcoholic drink is dangerous and it has many consequences? You aware of that? You see, alcoholic drink and the drinking of it is dangerous. And with having the topic of alcoholic drink pressed upon our minds, we're going to take just a few moments this afternoon to go to the Bible and to notice some of the wise man's warnings concerning alcoholic drink. And we're going to begin there in Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse number 1. And there the wise man said, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise." Simply put, what the wise man is telling us here is he is telling us that the consumption of alcoholic drink changes you. Not for the better, but for the worse. I want you to think about those words of the wise man again. Here he tells us that wine is a mocker. That simply means that wine, it causes one to delight in scoffing at others. And he says strong drink, it's a brawler. Simply put, what he was saying is strong drink, it makes one mean. It makes one want to start fights. I venture to say, if you've ever been around someone who's been consuming alcoholic drink, you're very well aware of the fact that they're totally different when they're drinking alcohol compared to what they are when they're sober. You're well aware that when people are consuming alcoholic drink, that it does change them. And it changes them, not for the better, but for the worse. And we need to be mindful of the dangers of alcoholic drink, knowing, as the wise man says here in Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse 1, that those who are led astray by it are not wise. Simply put, alcoholic drink causes one to act foolishly. Causes one to not really be who they are. And we need to be mindful of the fact that alcoholic drink changes you, not for the better, but for the worse. We also learn, going back to the reading that Steve so ably gave for us a few moments ago there from Proverbs chapter 23, beginning there in verses 29 and 30. We learn there where the wise man says that alcoholic drink will cause the following things. What are those things? Woe, sorrow, contentions, complaints, wounds without a cause, redness of the eyes. Here we see the wise man's warning label concerning alcoholic drink. And here we have a vivid picture of the effects of alcoholic drink. You see, many of the advertisements today concerning alcoholic drink, they portray the drinking of alcohol as being something that is cool. They portray the drinking of alcohol as being something that is fun. They portray the drinking of alcohol being something that is to be desired. But here we see the true results of drinking alcohol. The wise man here reveals about what alcohol will truly do to you. He tells us that it's going to cause the following symptoms. It's going to cause woe and sorrow. It's going to cause contention and complaints. It's going to cause wounds without a cause. You think about that for a moment. Wounds without a cause. How many times have you known people who've been drinking alcohol and they have an accident? And I've known a people who's been drinking alcohol and they've been using a skill saw at the same time, and guess what? They come up missing a couple fingers. Think about that. Think about redness of the eyes. It affects you, doesn't it? You ever notice a drunk look in his eyes? They're always bloodshot. You ever notice that? Again, we need to not be deceived by the glamour that is often associated with the drinking of alcohol in the commercials and the advertisements, Hollywood. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by the glamour that is often portrayed with the drinking of alcohol. But rather, beware of this warning label that the wise man gives concerning the drinking of alcohol. Beware of the misery that is associated with drinking alcohol. But the wise man goes on to tell us, there in verses 31 and 32 of Proverbs 23, he says, "Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper." Simply put, what the wise man is informing here is the fact that the drinking of alcoholic drink will hurt you. It'll hurt you. Again, we must not be deceived by the way that the wine looks in the cup. Again, that warning's given there in verse number 31 when he says, "Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly." Don't be deceived by the way that wine looks when it's in the cup. Don't be deceived about how good it looks. But rather beware. Beware. Because at first it may look good. At first it may go down smoothly. But guess what? It's going to bite you. It's going to bite you. And that's exactly what the wise man's telling us here in verse number 32 when he says, "At the last it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper." Think about that. Let me ask you a question. How many of you are playing with serpents and vipers? You play with serpents and vipers, DJ? Why not? Why not? I venture to say there's not a one of us in here today who are going to willingly go and play with serpents and vipers because we know the consequences of doing such. We know that we go to playing around with them things, we're going to get bit. It's going to hurt more than likely. That's the warning that the wise man is giving here concerning alcoholic drink. Simply put, don't play with it. Stay away from it. Avoid it. Don't even look at it. The wise man says in verse 31, "When it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly, lest it bite you." Again, alcoholic drink, it'll hurt you. And the consequences of alcoholic drink, they're not good, are they? Not good. You ever see a drunk who has been engaging in the drinking of alcoholic drink for years and years, and they start to turn yellow? You ever see that? Why do you think that is? I think that is. It's because that alcohol, it damaged their liver. It hurt them. And eventually, because of that, it's going to take their life. You see, we think alcoholic drink and the consumption of it, it's no big deal. It's good and okay to engage in happy hour. And by the way, did you know that the state of Indiana just went ahead and approved happy hour once again. Did you know that? So sad. But you want to know something? Alcoholic drink and drinking of it, although it may look good, although it may go down smooth at first, eventually it's going to get you. It'll hurt you. And the wise man's giving us that warning here in Proverbs 23. But he doesn't stop there. He goes on there in verse number 33, and he goes on to say, your eyes will see strange things. The King James Version says, strange women. And your heart will utter perverse things. Think about that. Here the wise man is simply saying that the drinking of alcohol, it'll pervert you. It'll pervert you. And here in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 33, we have a very good illustration of the irresponsible state of mind that the consuming of alcoholic drink puts one in when they are under the influence of alcohol. Wise man says, your eyes will see strange things. Your heart will utter perverse things. Illustrates very well the irresponsible state that the consuming of alcohol puts one in, doesn't it? You ever been around someone drinking alcohol and they start seeing things that really aren't there? Have you? You ever been around someone who's been drinking alcohol and then their mouth starts to get the best of them? They start running their mouth. Start saying things that they have no business saying at all. Again, I venture to say, if you've ever been around someone who's been consuming alcohol, you've been around people who've done those things. And we need to be mindful of the fact that alcoholic drink, as we talked about earlier, it'll change you. As we talk about here in verse 33, it'll pervert you. And did you know that there is often a connection between immorality and alcoholic drink? Did you know that? Often, many sexual sins are committed because people have engaged in the drinking of alcoholic drink. Fornication, adultery, those things. Oftentimes, is a result of the consumption of alcoholic drink. And again, many immoral acts are often committed simply because of drinking alcoholic drink. Again, it will pervert you. But the wise man goes on to tell us there in verses 34 and 35. He says, yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast, saying, they have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink? Again, here we see more dangers concerning alcoholic drink. We learn more here again about the instability that the drinking of alcoholic drink leads one to be. We learn more again about how alcoholic drink and the drinking of it is going to cause you to forget some things. Did you notice that there in verse 35? They have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. Think about that. Yeah, they didn't feel it at the time, did they? But guess what happened the next morning when they wake up? Well, they realize something's wrong then, don't they? It's often called a hangover. They feel it then, but they don't even remember how it happened. That's what alcoholic drink does to you. But here's the point I want us to be mindful of. The last part here in verse 35 of Proverbs 23. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink? Simply put, the wise man saying that the drinking of alcoholic drink will enslave you. It'll enslave you. How many times have you been around a drunkard and they got the shakes? You ever been around a drunkard and they're just always shaking? They got the shakes. And you ask them, are you okay? I used to work with a guy like that. One time. He was a drunkard. He was always shaking. And one day I asked him, I said, you okay? I was concerned about him. I thought something was seriously wrong with him. You know what he told me? Oh, I'm fine. I just need a drink. You want to know? It wasn't a few months later that man got fired. You want to know what he got fired for? Drinking on the job. He was an alcoholic. He suffered from alcoholism. He was a drunk. A drunkard. And that alcohol had enslaved him so much that he couldn't go without it. He couldn't even get through an 8-hour shift without the drinking of alcohol. And it eventually cost him his job. You see, alcoholic drink, it's dangerous. And I've heard many people in the past make the statement, well, one drink here and there is not going to hurt you. I've heard it. I've heard people say, oh, it won't hurt you to have a drink here and there. It's not going to hurt anybody. And you know what? AA meetings are full of people who thought that one drink here and there wouldn't be no big deal. Wouldn't hurt you. They're full of people who thought that. And now they're doing all that they can to get away from being addicted to the drinking of alcoholic drink. It's serious. You think about the fact that there are many, and I repeat, there's many each year who are killed by drunk drivers. You ever talk to a parent who's had a child killed by a drunk driver? It's sobering. You talk to them and then you come back and you tell me if the drinking of alcoholic drink is dangerous. Tell me, after you talk to a parent who's had a child killed by a drunk driver, if they think that alcohol should be legal, if they think that the drinking of a few drinks here and there is no big deal. Tell me. You see, I think we all know the answer to that, don't we? It is a big deal, isn't it? It's dangerous. And again, we need to not be deceived by the glamour that is often associated with the drinking of alcoholic drink. But rather, we need to beware of the warnings that the Bible gives concerning the drinking of alcoholic drink. And then we need to always strive to avoid the consumption of alcoholic drink. And I mean, when I say avoid the consumption of alcoholic drink, I mean avoid it. All of it at all times. Being ever aware of the dangers associated with the consuming of alcoholic drink. Understanding that pursuing to gratify the flesh by drinking of alcohol, it's vanity. Did you know that? You see, people often say, well, I just drink it during social hour or for social recreation. I just drink it just to have a few drinks just so I can wind down and relax. They drink it in an attempt to gratify the flesh. But the wise man also tells us that's vanity. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 2. And may we never forget that drunkards and those who practice drunkenness they will someday miss heaven, and they will make a direct hit on hell. As we talked about briefly this morning in our sermon, drunkards are listed among those who will not inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, and Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. That's serious, isn't it? Very serious. And as we talked about this morning, nothing, and I repeat, nothing is worth exchanging your soul for. Maybe there's one among us this afternoon who desires to spend eternity in heaven someday, but you have not yet submitted yourself in obedience to the Lord and His will. You have an opportunity to do that this very hour. For as we talked about this morning, nothing's worth losing your soul for. One soul is their most valuable possession. And God desires for all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 4. And if there is one among us this afternoon who has not yet submitted themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will, we plead with you to do that this very hour. For you have heard the word of God. And if you believe in Jesus Christ, you can make a change in your life. You can repent of your sins. You can confess Jesus Christ. You can be baptized this very hour for the remission of your sins. And you too can have that hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. And may we all always be mindful of the need to always keep on keeping on. The need to continue to remain faithful unto death. For as Jesus promises in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Maybe there's one among us this afternoon who's already submitted himself in obedience to the Lord and His will, but maybe you haven't been faithful. Maybe you strayed from that straight and narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent of your sins, confessing God, asking for His forgiveness. Get back on that straight and narrow path that leads to life this very hour. We still have that opportunity to do so. And if there would be one here who would be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever your need may be, won't you let that need be made known now while we stand and sing the song of Bruce's Selection.